Good morning, everybody. My name is Bhupinder Singh Farmaha, and I am working as a postdoc at University of Nebraska, Lincoln. Today, I will be talking about benchmarking yield and input use efficiency for corn in Nebraska. And I would like to acknowledge my colleagues, Dr. Haishun Yang, Dr. Ken Kassman, and Dr. Patricio Grissini. Talking about how we are going to do benchmarking, from where that data is coming. That data is coming directly from the farmer's field, and Nebraska is unique in a sense where we have natural resource districts, and the natural resource district, they are supposed to collect data from different farmer in different reporting area over the time. And different NRD, they collect data at a different scale, at different time period also, and they are, have their own board. Just to make a note that the corn production system in Nebraska, it is very high production system where farmers are achieving more than 200 bushel yield, and the year-to-year variation is very less than 10%. Kind of data we have like corn yield, nitrogen input, and how much irrigation is supplied every year. And some of that area where we have the, where the farmers are achieving at least around 80 to 90% of their yield potential. So this is the kind of the data we have, and it is unique in a sense. It has never been collected before. This is first time it's happening in Nebraska, and the university has partnership with them, and we are having access to that data. These are the three NRD that we have selected particularly to address the question for this study, and these are unique in a sense. We have data continuously from all these three NRD from 2004 to 2013, and they are also diverse in terms of the soil textures, and we have like homogeneous soil in tri-basin area here, and we have heterogeneous soil texture. This is the Central Platte, this is along the Platte River, and this is Lower Niobrara, this is sandy soils. So they are unique, they are very representative of the corn production system in that area. And they are also different. For example, in Lower Niobrara, we have 100% the pivot system used for the irrigation, while in the Tri-Basin, we have 75% pivot, 25% surface irrigation. In Central Platte, we have 26% pivot and 74% surface irrigation. So the first question that we wanted to ask from this data is, how much is the consistency in the yield, nitrogen use, and the total irrigation over time? And we wanted to test how it is happening in the high yield field and low yield field over time. And just to make a note, this is only the irrigated corn. We are not considering the dryland corn in this one. This is the approach we are using. This is the yield distribution, and we are looking at the two tails, lower and the upper tail, and this is the lower tail. We are defining it as the low yield field, where we are having the falling under the 0 to 10 percentile the range. And the x-axis, this is the yield distribution and relative frequency of the y-axis. And we are looking at the upper side of the tail. This is high yield field, those who are achieving the maximum yield in the region. Now the question is, when we have selected those two groups, what's happening to them? Now these are selected given on a one particular year. So that can change every year also. So the question is, if we have selected the high yield and low yield field in 1 year, are they able to hold their high yield and low yield performance over time or not? By the way, we also did the quality check on that data before pursuing it. So this is the performance we have tracked down. This is same set of the farmers that we selected on the 2004, and we tracked their performance over the time up to 2013. Red dots and red line, they are representing the bottom decile or the low yield field, and the blue one are the high yield field. And you can see pretty consistently on the x-axis it is time scale, and on the y-axis it is yield anomaly. Basically, we are trying to see how they are far away from the NRD district average. And the district average here is representing by the black line. Now we can see that over the time there is not even a single case happened when these lines crossed over the black lines. So they are pretty darn consistent over time, whether you are talking about the low yield field or the high yield field. So this is the average consistency found over time, and we call it as a persistent factor. And whatever is left, this is non-persistent factor, and it can change between low yield field and high yield field. In particular, this case, you can see this line is probably shorter than this line. So we are also interested to see whether the non-persistent factor is more predominant in low yield over high yield field also. Now for us, the other important factor was, now we know that we did the ranking in 2004. What happens if we do ranking in other years also? Do they hold true also or not? Because it is a bias that it has happened only in 2004. Somebody might question, well, 2009 or 2010 was a better year. Why didn't you pick that year also? So later on, I will talk about that also. But first, I want to talk about how to measure the persistence in that data. And that we can do is by taking out the average of this average divided by this total average. So this will give us the persistency in that data. Now, why it is important to measure the persistency? Here I am showing the three tennis players, by the way, who don't know, Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal and Djokovic. For me, like, these are the three top players during this time of the era. And it is very fine line for them to win any tennis tournament, four tennis tournament any year. Sometime like Rafael is taking the lead, sometime is Djokovic, and a couple of years ago it was only Roger Federer. So there, it seems like, so what is the message we are going to get from here is that the top performer, they are very close. It is very difficult to find the variation, what are the factors that are determining who is going to win over time or not. So the lead is, we do need to find, okay, the variation is very small in the top performers, similarly in the low performers also. But is it consistent between top and bottom or not? Now we have seen one example in the previous slide for 1 year and one district also. I will show the example later on what happens when we're looking at the broader picture. Now here I am giving an example from a paper that we are using, and it is showing what can be the factor contributing for the persistency and non-persistency, like soil texture. It's not going to change in 6 months or a year. Same landscape or the drainage or the location of the well over time. And if it is farmer, maybe it is a better skilled farmer who is doing a better job over time. That may be the only factor than the other. And management practices, probably he is taking care of his land properly than the other. That can be more appropriate than the other farmers. But on the other side, for example, if a farmer is giving his land on the rent, that can change over the years also. Maybe one farmer is using the management practices totally different than the previous years. And also the interaction between the climate and the soil. So there are the factors that we can classify. And our goal from this data is to classify how much variation we can attribute to these factors over time. Right now we are looking at the variation, but later on our goal is to classify, can we give some percentage to all these factors over time? For example, maybe one that set of the farmers who are producing good yield over time in the top decile, they are probably using the corn soybean rotation, while in the lower one they are using the continuous corn. So these are the factors. When I talked earlier that we have seen ranking year done only in 1 year, and people might be interested in looking or questioning why you are not doing ranking in the other year. So we have put together all those lines, and it is same graph. On the x-axis we have the time scale, on the y-axis we have the average corn yield anomalies, and there are 10 different lines on the top of the black line and 10 different lines on the bottom of that. And all those 10 lines are representing that those rankings are done in each 10 years separately. And how was the performance? For example, 2010 or 2009, this magenta color, whether it was the bottom low yield performer in 2009, did it happen at the same scale over time or not? Or did it happen consistently over time? We can see in this example that none of these 10 lines above or below ever crossed the black line. So we are very sure that there is something going on between low yield performer and high yield performer over time. They are doing something differently, or their fields are probably something different than the low yield performer. That's why they are seeing such a clear cut difference. Now that was the example of only when we saw only one district. And Please pardon me for this slide. There are probably 60 lines onto that, but it would not bring more clarity if we will not put it together. Here we have same example on the panel chart. The first one is showing on the one district and where we have the heterogeneous soil texture. So it does make sense. Probably one set of the farmers who are performing better, they are probably having texture that are probably helping to have more yield compared to the low yield performers. And in the tri-basin, that's the best corn production region in Nebraska as well as in the world. They are getting more than 200 bushels. And these are very, very homogeneous soils. And you can see that from this chart, I might not be able to show you that these lines never crossed. They never crossed, but the differences are so small. So it seems like the variation between the field-to-field variation in homogeneous land is very small. Same like those tennis players. And so those are the non-consistent factor more predominant in this region than the other. And the third one is Lower Niobrara, where we did see that, again, the differences are very small in the low yield performer versus the high yield performer, but they never crossed each other or may just touch the line. Okay, the question we have is now why there is such a clear cut difference between high yield performer versus low yield performance. Are they applying more nitrogen? Are they applying more irrigation? Or are they having a better rotation also? In this presentation, I will share with you how much nitrogen they applied. Now, this is the same set of the farmer that we have chosen as per their ranking years. And we did see that up to 2009, the clarity was probably not that clear. But after 2009, up to 2013, there is clearly something going on. I'm not saying that the low yield and high yield farmers are basically different because they are falling into two different categories of applying the nitrogen input. But this could be related to, or it could be confounding factor with the soil type also. Similarly, in the tri-basin, we don't have much going on, the difference in the high yield and low yield performer over time, but 2009 onward, there is clearly something different that has not happened before. In Lower Niobrara, there is more crossing going on. Now, that was the picture from the nitrogen input, and it might be possible they are probably applying more irrigation. So that could be a very, very important factor to have a difference in the high yield and low yield performer. In this one, we are looking at the same graph. We have the same panel chart. On the y-axis, we have the total irrigation reported. On the x-axis, we have the time scale. In the first panel chart on the top one, we have the same central plat district where we have the heterogeneous soil texture. And we did see that over time, there is a clear difference between the high yield farmers. They are applying more irrigation compared to the low yield fields. So it is related, but we cannot attribute directly that it is just happening because they are applying more water. It could be confounding effect with the soil texture also, and especially since they have heterogeneous soil texture. But our interest in the future is to find the contribution, how much variation is coming from the soil texture, how much contribution probably is just related to the rotation also, or their management skill also. They are probably managing their farm better than the others. We can address those questions from this kind of the data set. In the tri-basin region, probably we see there is so much overlapping going on across the average line, and so did in Lower Niobrara also, where we have loamy sand soil and 100% irrigation. All those fields, they were pivot irrigation. Now, we want to see, again goes back to the tennis example, that how much variation we can attribute in this skill between three tennis players. So there is very, very fine line between those three tennis players. Similarly, in the homogeneous soil where we have the tri-basin, when you see that the percentage of the persistent factor or the field-to-field variation is quite smaller compared to the central plat where we have 40 to 50% and Lower Niobrara where we have the sandy soil, 30 to 40% variation. So we can attribute that the field-to-field variation can also play a big impact, and it couldn't vary over time between one area to the other area. One of the things we found from this is how much variation can be attributed to the field-to-field variation. We have seen in the yield variation from one-third to half of the variation can be attributed field-to-field. Now the question is, can it be managed or not? Maybe that can be manageable field-to-field variability. Second is then where we found that field to field variation higher, where we have more heterogeneous soil texture. We found there is more more variation in field to field in heterogeneous. And one last point from that data I want to give is that this is such a nice data set, and we can fabricate so many questions out of that. We are just start looking at that. We have mapped all those to field, and now we are saying, once we have all those field, maybe in future, for even from the extension perspective, somebody want to test their treatment over multiple locations. Maybe they have two set of the locations where they have the high yield field and the low yield field. They can see if those treatment are consistent in those two regions or not. So with that, thank you everybody, and